Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, before I start today's episode, I just want to thank you all. The episode that I put out last week, Trading Time for Money, was the most downloaded episode within a 24-hour period that there has ever been on the Mastery Podcast. So many of you sent me messages, shared the podcasts, and also by doing so gave a huge amount of personal trainers across the world the opportunity to learn and relate to the topic that I shared. So if you didn't listen to that, I very briefly talk about quite length actually in the episode of the podcast, but just briefly here, the whole idea of working hour to hour with people. And ultimately, yes, can that develop into a larger scale business? Of course. But working with people one-on-one is a large part of what you do as a fitness professional. And my point in the podcast was to not turn your noses up at it. Embrace it. It's a huge part of the journey. And it is the journey for a large percentage of fitness professionals. You people should be very proud of it. So if you didn't listen to that episode, just take a step back, episode 157, Trading Time for Money. I'm going to switch courses a little bit today. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about personal development. As you all know, the subject of personal development had a profound impact on my life, and I would go as far as to say to you guys that I have completely transformed who I am, and the whole of my life, the whole direction that I was heading in, I did a complete U-turn. And I'll be honest with you, I started again. I've learnt a huge amount about me, how I want to be, how I want people to see me, where I want to get in my life. And I've learned how I can have whatever I want. If I'm honest, I was at a point in my life when I was very young that it wouldn't have amounted to anything if I'd kept the mindset that I had. So I changed. I was grateful enough to meet an incredible mentor of mine in the early days of my coaching career, when I was very, very fixed in my way of thinking, and she helped me see another way of thinking. I talk at length about this in my book, Level Up, that is actually now very close to being published and released. I believe I get my copies of the book for me. I get 10 copies initially just to check over this week. So you'll see that on my socials. Very excited about that, and not long before you can get your hands on it. But essentially, what I wanted to talk to you about today, episode 158, getting out of your way, your own way. I was in my way. Think of this. Every time I wanted to progress, something was stopping me. It wasn't other people. I thought it was other people. I blamed certain situations. Didn't take responsibility. And so, think of this. There is a version of you that's standing in front of you, challenging you, has a kind of different perspective on life, sees things differently to the way you need to see them to progress. So if you think about the type of person that's going to make progress, they believe in themselves, optimistic. They don't see limitations. But you do. You see so many things and think that so many things are stopping you from being a success. A huge part of the mentoring I do with coaches across all of our programs is stopping you being in your own way. I know from not only the work that I've done on myself, and I have completely transformed my life, and I am going to tell you right now that I have manifested everything that I have today. The people I've met, the relationship that I have, the friends that I've met, the lifestyle I have, the assets that I have, the coaching business I have, I've manifested that. I've drawn that towards me. I've not only done the work, but I've had a mindset that has brought abundance. Whether it's money, whether it's results, whether it's people, and people that I could have only ever dreamed of meeting in my life have come into my life. And as a result of meeting those people, my life has propelled further forward. I've gone through many versions of me throughout my life. And I know there's going to be many versions to come, but I'm going to tell you right now that the version of you right now that's standing where you are today, sitting where you are today, walking with you the way you're walking today, doing whatever you're doing today, that version of you is not going to be the person that gets you to the next stage of your career. Every time you want to progress, the thing that is stopping you to progress is you. I want to introduce you to a subject called emotions. Is emotions when you cry, when you're sad, when you're happy? Emotions is down to feelings, how we feel. I feel sad. What if you felt happy? I don't, I feel sad. Good, well, that's how you want to see your feelings. I feel overwhelmed. What if you saw yourself differently? I'm overwhelmed. What if you saw yourself differently? So, emotions are how you feel. Now, the funny thing is about an emotion, it's a perception. How you feel is a perception. You've chosen to see something one way, which ultimately means that you're feeling a particular way. I'm not good enough. It's not possible. This has happened to me, so this is why I feel like this. People said that I can't. Someone said that I can't. I'm not able to. I'm not enough. I don't know enough. I was treated a particular way, so it's made me feel like this. Okay. Guess what? I thought I wasn't good enough. I thought it wasn't possible. Many people said that I can't. In fact, I said to my father this weekend, I can't wait to send my school teacher my book. Here you go. Thank you, is what I'm going to say. Not resentful. Thank you. Because for many years, my emotions stalled me. I stood in front of myself. I was watching other people progress, and then I became resentful to everybody else. When you're resentful, by the way, it is an emotion. Resent, anger. They're not emotions that are constructive to you moving forward. Do you think people that are successful, driven, moving forward, progressive, if they were resentful, angry, thought that they weren't good enough, thought that it wasn't possible, believed in what other people said, do you think they'd be successful? No. They manage their emotions. They have emotions that are opposing. So if you want to grow your business and your life, you have to be able to manage your emotions. And I wanted to talk to you today about two sides. One of the most valuable things that I've learned. Now, when I coach people through this process, it's very extensive. Very extensive. Today I want to give you an insight into it. To give you an opportunity how you can turn your can'ts into cans. Wasn't able to, could be, or will be able to. I want to show you that you can. You see, In order for you to have and achieve what you want to achieve, you have to believe you deserve it. Not, I'm not good, and if it's not possible, it won't ever happen to me. Yes, it is possible. And you deserve, just like anybody else on this planet. If somebody else has achieved something, so can you. There's absolutely, absolutely nothing standing your way, in your way, other than you. So let's look at kind of managing these emotions. I'm not good enough. Well, let's look at all the parts of your life where you've shown that you are good enough. Because what you'll try and do is look at all the polarized reasons why you're not good enough. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. They said that. Okay. Now let's start to look at the opposites. And what I want you to do, for everything that you say you're not good enough, I want you to find double the amount of things that say that you are. The exams that you've passed, the clients that you've helped, the things you've achieved. It's not possible. Well, let's look at the things that showcase it is possible. In fact, I was only working with somebody the other day that is looking so aggressively up at somebody. Someone that they perceive has achieved more than them. To the point where the emotions have got that strong in looking up at somebody and saying, they're better than me. They've achieved more than me. I'll never achieve what they can achieve. And I said, well, that person has only believed in themselves and done exactly the things that you've got the ability to do. So let's take what your life is reflective of and the progress that you've made. And let's write it all down. Because you've never done this before. If you think you're not good enough because somebody that you think is better than you, let's look at where you are better than other people. Let's look at the people that are newer to their career and how much they perceive that you are better or improving at a faster rate than them. Younger trainers to the industry. Well, I've done this course, I've traveled here, I've hired this person, I've got these results, I've excelled at this event. Great, let's keep going. I've done this, I've done that. Great. Do you now see that your life has been a reflection of constant progression? Your clients, your results, your knowledge. Do you believe right now that you are on the same way, on the same path? If you didn't cloud your emotions by comparing yourself to other somebody else, which again is emotion, you're comparing yourself to somebody else, which makes you feel you're not good enough. And when you feel that you're not good enough, what are you going to do? You're going to sabotage every opportunity to be successful. I'm not good enough because I'm comparing myself to somebody else is a perceived perception. You perceive that you're not good enough. Perceive that you don't know enough because you're comparing yourself to somebody else. You're looking at what somebody's achieved with their life because they had no limitations. And you're now looking at your life and thinking, I'm unable to achieve that. Whereas I'm going to now look at you and say, show me what parts of your life have shown progression. And would you not agree that your life is reflective now of progress? And would you not agree that if you kept going with that level of progress and you stopped comparing yourself to somebody's life that you don't actually want to live, then you yourself would achieve that level of success? So think of this for a second. Your clients, when they're overweight, they think they can't lose weight. They see other people's bodies. They think it's not possible for them. They have unbalanced emotions about themselves. They think that they can't. Other people have said that it's not possible. But there'll be many, many areas of their life where they've displayed their ability to be successful. I want you to understand that life isn't one-sided. When you have unbalanced emotions, when you're standing in your way, you will have a degree of energy that occupies your mind. Not emotions of growth, not emotions of positivity, not emotions of happiness, emotions of stress, doubt, fear, frustration, anger, resentment. Every time you have one of those, you stand further in your way. Think of your life for a second. Empty from doubt. Empty from fear. Empty from anger, rage, resentment. Free. Living a life of freedom, moving into a separate version of you that doesn't see anger and resentment, negativity, upset, hurt, pain, frustration, and sees opportunity. Changing your can'ts to cans. Changing your won't to when. Changing your fixed limitations to anything is possible. It's a conversation. It's a conversation to have with yourself. Emotions are unbalanced perceptions. If you can try and find the balance, if you can try and restore the balance to your emotions, they won't be standing in your way. So every day, I look at emotions as a two-sided thing. I feel like I'm not good enough. Where do I actually feel good enough? What areas of my life am I displaying that I'm good enough? I don't know whether that's possible, an emotion that could have easily stood in my way with writing the book. But my life has been a consistent reflection of being able to apply myself. You might think that something that you want to do in the future is unachievable. But you've already looked at part of your life already, and the things you thought weren't achievable are achievable. So emotions are all about how you feel. Emotions are a perception. So I'm going to give you the opportunity here. I'm going to give you the opportunity to change how you feel. I want you to look at a couple of situations in your own life. I'm going to give you a situation in my life. I was standing in my own way. I was bullied at school, heavily. And I used it as an opportunity to think that I wasn't big enough, I wasn't strong enough, they're better than me. And it carried with me for a long time. Until I started to look at that situation differently. The emotion I have was that they had made me feel. I said to myself, I have been made to feel a particular way. An emotion that was making me feel terrible, not good, unhappy. I never want to feel like that. Never want to feel stupid. I'd avoid meeting girls, talking to people socially, just to keep myself away from that perceived pain. But then I actually look at it as a different way. And I was lucky enough to understand how to look at things different ways and look at how it actually benefited me. Towards the back end of being bullied, I started to play harder. I actually used a lot of my aggression from those situations to play better rugby. When I played better rugby, I got more representative and actually got acknowledged by people for my sport. I went to the gym and started training, actually to make myself physically stronger. And from training, my stature changed. And I got more respect of people. I got picked for representative honours in the county. And that snowballed my confidence. And from that, I met new friends, carried me forward to different relationships, opportunities from careers. And so my perception, this person that was standing in my way thinking that people have made me feel a certain way, I turned that around. There were some huge benefits to that time in my life. And so I look at being bullied as a gratitude thing. Here's the thing with gratitude and love. I didn't realize that if you live your life angry, resentful, ungrateful, well, they're all emotions that are not linked to success. All emotions that would be limiting. You see, every time that we are clouded, we've got unbalanced emotions, it will minimize our opportunity to think bigger. It will minimize our deserved level, our self-belief, our confidence levels. And the lower we perceive ourselves to be, the less we will think about growth, about opportunity, about growth. I believe in myself. I know I can achieve anything. I know I can get anywhere. I know I need to do this, and I will do that by this. That's growth. I don't think I'm good enough. It's not possible. I can't. Do you think that type of person thinks bigger? Do you think that type of person thinks about opening a gym, about hiring a team? Do you think that person thinks about growing a big online coaching business? No. You cannot think bigger. I talk a lot about vision planning. The people that can't create a vision are the people with unbalanced emotions. You know, being bullied at school, I didn't think big. I just wanted to get through every day trying to just feel better in myself as much as I could. And do you know what I did with that? I look at the emotion now that I was feeling, and it served me. It benefited me. I'm not good enough, bullying-wise. What did I do? I immediately turned it into a strength, and it empowered my life. At school, I thought I was thick. I thought I wasn't very intelligent. I thought I wouldn't amount to anything. I thought, I perceived that I was going to be thick for the rest of my life. Many of you, as for fitness professionals, you join the industry, you don't necessarily think you're going to be great at anything. And so you start the fitness industry with this perception that you're not intelligent, you're not bright, you won't amount to anything. But let me tell you right now, how many podcasts have you listened to? How much education have you done? How much have you empowered the area where you felt disempowered? Empowered is where you feel full. Growth. Growth-minded. Disempowered is taking away. Negativity. Pulling you back. You take control as a fitness professional by studying, essentially filling the gaps that were missing in your life. So I was bullied. I wasn't very intelligent. I didn't think I was very big. Certainly was pushed around plenty when I was younger. So what did I do? I took control. I changed the emotion of I can't to why on earth can I not? So I made myself bigger. I made myself more intelligent. I made myself somebody that people wanted to spend time with. I created that. I made myself someone that I thought that I wasn't by changing my emotions. I want you to look at certain situations in your life where you think that someone's made you feel a particular way. Something's happened and it's made you feel a particular way. How did that time end up benefiting you? Well, I learned more. I traveled. I studied more. I met better friends. I came back more confident as a result of that. If that time didn't happen in my life, then I wouldn't probably be here today. So going back to gratitude and love, there is not one thing in my life which you could look at and go, well, that wasn't a great time when I did drugs. And lots of it. And when I partied for 2 days straight, and when I caused trouble, when I was aggressive, when I was perceived to be nasty. I learnt from these things. And they carried me forward to understanding how they were part of shaping me to be who I am today. And every single one of those events in my life, I am absolutely grateful for. And the more you show gratitude to everything in your life, the more love you'll bring, the clearer your brain will be, the freer you'll be to think big. And you will open your heart and your soul to opportunities. When you have doubt, fear, anger, resentment, emotion, frustration, why is anything good going to come your way? You're resentful, you're aggressive. You're not going to bring positivity, happiness, joy, opportunity into your life. So managing your emotions is the most powerful thing that you can do if you want to bring abundance into your life, bring other people into your life. I will tell you again that I have manifested through my being, through clearing out negative emotion and getting myself back to a balance. I don't want excessive, I'm great, I'm better than anybody else. I never feel like that. Because we always have a balance of our emotions. I know I'm not good enough. The reason why we know we're not good enough, not good, particularly at certain areas. But I have people help me in certain areas. I may not be the quickest at reading, but I choose different ways to learn. I read. I've learned the skill. I may not be the best at certain things in my business, but I bring people in to help me. You find ways to empower your life. You might be polarized and say, I'm not good at that. But where else are you good at? How much better at that thing, if you looked at it in a different way, could you be? And what have you done with the things that you originally thought that you couldn't do, wasn't good enough, or felt a particular way at? How has it served you? How has it benefited you? And when you can start to look at how things that you thought that you couldn't do, wouldn't be able to do, can't do, someone's made you feel a particular way, how have they benefited you? And you'll realize that you're a pretty special individual. You're a very special individual. When you begin to manage your emotions and when you start to change your perceptions from can'ts to cans and wouldn't be able to will, I'm not good enough, to there's absolutely no reason why I can't, and already in my life I've displayed that I can, then watch what comes your way. You will experience a life like you've never ever dreamed possible. This process forms a huge part of my business mastermind mentoring programs to help you create the version of you that will have and receive the things into your life that you've dreamed of. It will help you to be able to dream bigger, create bigger visions. The bigger the visions, the more likely you are to work towards them and be inspired and be motivated every single day. The more unfulfilled, procrastinating, and frustrated and angry and resentful you feel on a day-to-day basis, the smaller your vision is. So, clear emotions. Start learning about personal growth and development. Start learning about being in control of you. Start working towards creating the next version of you, the 2.0 version of you. Get out of your way, because I tell you right now, you're very powerful when you're in your way. And when you're out of your way and you're focused on the direction moving forward, abundance, everything that you ever want to come into your life is right around the corner. Guys, I am starting my next business mastermind in the UK. And that begins at the beginning of August. There is very, very, very limited spaces. If you're in the UK and you want to join me for my 6 months mastermind, business mastermind, personal growth and development mastermind, all you need to do is send me a DM on Instagram or go to m10life.com and you can go to the shop and you'll see the details for the mastermind. Guys, join me on a journey. I'll teach you how to do it. I'll take you there. But at the same time, I hope this podcast has opened you up to your own potential limitations to your success. And here's the one thing. The last thing I want to say to you is you might be achieving great things right now, but you want to achieve even greater. you can still be standing in your way. Because for every big step that you want to take, there'll be something you're potentially doing that's standing you in your way, stopping you see bigger, clearer, stopping you seeing the things you truly want to achieve. And that then comes back down to managing your emotions and managing how you feel and changing them so you can achieve everything you've ever dreamed of. Guys, I hope you have a great day. Please, as always, share the podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message. Let's help more fitness professionals have a fulfilling, successful, and happy career. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care.